continue to move around. If anybody needs prayer, just lift your hand up. And I'm going to minister to some people prophetically. This couple back here, sister with the beige sweater and the brother next to him. Y'all married, I take it. That's good. We're going to have a ceremony, man. You guys sitting real close. Look at that, holding hands and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying to you? I've been eyeballing you, man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Believe with me. And the Lord would say, know that I am the one to put you together. And I put you together back to back and heart to heart. I put you together with a reason, with a purpose. The Lord says it didn't seem like it for a while. And it seemed like you ran down a path and that you ran into a few dead ends. But the Lord says they were never dead ends. They were only detours. And the Lord says you've had a few detours and some twists and turns. But the last year, there have been a whole lot of new things that have been going on in your life. And there's been a peeling away of some of the old things that had happened. And now you're starting to see why God was in that and why God and how God did this. And how something happened for a season and for a reason. And now things are beginning to make sense and they're beginning to become more important. And God is doing a fresh new thing in your hearts even now. And there's going to be a practical thing that comes forth. I see the seeds that are in the ground now. And I see them just beginning to sprout. They don't look like much and you're not sure. They're kind of mixed in with some other stuff. But as they begin to come to the top, you're going to begin to know. He said even by March and April of 2016, there's going to be a clarity, a fresh new direction for you. And there's going to be an openness in your heart to begin to change things as you go forward in 2016. Says the Lord. It's a time to apply your faith and know that you're in another phase of the journey, says the Lord. There's going to be a work that you do in the house, but there's also going to be a work that you do outside. And there's going to be a work to do in-house and a work to do in church and a work to do in the marketplace. There's going to be some things that you even do from home that are going to be very important. And I see two breakthroughs that occur in 2016 that had to do with family. And they've been heavy on your heart. And these two, I see them now. They're out there and they're out there pretty far. And you can't get them. You got to leave them to the Lord. He said Matthew 6:33 is the answer to your prayer. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added. Don't try to do it yourself. Let me do it, says the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's a leadership thing that's going to begin to come on you, and a feeling with some ideas and strategies that are going to begin to be very practical. And I see something coming over a lot of people. Now I feel it's like a tumbling wave just beginning to come over people. And what's going to happen is the vision of God for your life is going to begin to come clearer. And you're going to begin to get some strategies and ideas and some concepts that are going to help you even to begin to build and begin to see some fruitfulness in your life that you haven't seen before. The Lord says that the greatest harvest you have will be in your seed, says the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Principles and foundational truths are going to be very important to you. And you're going to stand on them. And I see a lot of voices coming. And I see a lot of voices saying things and doing things. And I see you in an environment where there's a little bit of confusion. And I see you weeding through the confusion and beginning to sort things out. And now I see you beginning to have impact. And that you felt for a little while like maybe what's going on? Why isn't this happening? Why isn't that happening? And now you're going to begin to see some things. It's like you had to wait for that incubation period. There was a little period. You know, you don't put the seed in the ground today and reap it tomorrow. There's a little bit of a period there. And now you have survived that period. And you're going to begin to see some fruit now. And he said, stay to the task and keep your hand to the plow. And know that I'm going to finish the work that I've begun, says the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 There's an apostolic call that's on your lives, but the root gifting in both of your lives is that of a teacher, an instructor. And you're going to have pastors' hearts and beautiful, humble hearts that are there to shepherd the people. But the Lord says there's also going to be a building and a birthing. And as you begin to come out of this particular season, you're going to begin to feel yourself, begin to have more of a heart, even for pastors outside the work. And you're going to be like a pastor to pastors and a leader to leaders. And your experience is going to be very, very important. And I see you having an impact on the next generation. And I see you with some generational thoughts and ideas. And I see you laying hands on people. And I see you imparting to them. I see that there was a season when you felt uncomfortable about releasing certain things and certain people. But there's going to be more of a release overall throughout the whole body. There's going to be an imparting and empowering and a releasing that comes that begins to allow the people. And I see you coming alongside of them. And I see you now. What I see actually is a tomato plant. And I see the tomato plant has been growing, but it's kind of laying over. And now I see you like a stick next to the tomato plant being tied there. And you're going to be the support stick in the ground, that you're going to support them and you're going to encourage them and you're going to strengthen them, even as they're going through some difficult times when they seem like they're wilting and they're leaning over. You're going to be the stick that Christ uses, because there's a strong foundation in your heart. And this strong foundation is going to allow you to stand and to hold up those wiltering trees and plants, says the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. The little lady there, just lift your hand so I know you know it's you. A couple of big decisions coming up. Very important decisions are coming. You have about 9 months now where at least three important decisions are coming your way. And I see you weeding through them. And I see you making decisions. And I see your laundry. And I see you separating the laundry. And I see you separating some things that come your way and deciding right from wrong and making good choices and good decisions over the next 9 months that are going to put you on track for some future things that still have to happen. But the Lord says don't leave that place of education, because education has an important role to play in your future and even in your destiny, says the Lord. The sister right next to you here on this side. Some radical things are going to happen to you, and I feel like you're going to be radical in due time and due season. I see that there's a season now you're in where you're making some, where there's a lot of questions and ideas that are on your heart. But I see now that the enemy has had even some rope around your feet. But now I see you up dancing, I see you up worshiping, I see a radical thing coming on you. It's down the road, and there's a self-consciousness that's there right now that sometimes kind of holds you back. But the Lord says, don't step away from that place of praise and worship. Because music is going to have a role to play in your heart, and it's going to cause you to move to a higher place in the things of the Spirit and begin to get some revelation from God, says the Lord. The brother here in the red. The Lord says, even as I called Gideon a warrior, so do I call you. And you say, no, that can't be me. That must be somebody else. But the Lord says, no. In your weakness, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show myself strong. There's going to be a humility in you, that there's a timidity that man has tried to put there, and there's a shrinking back at times in some moments that you're unsure of yourself and who you are and what you're capable of, and where you're going to go and what you're going to do. But the Lord is going to strengthen you, and He's going to empower you, and He's going to stand with you, and just like He stood with Gideon, and you're going to be a warrior. I see that there's going to be a very tender heart and a sensitiveness toward God that isn't there right now, but it's going to be there. You're going to be able to sense Him. You're going to be able to feel Him. You're going to be able to feel Him in the midst of the worship, in the midst of the congregation. There's going to be places that you're going to be very sensitive, because you're going to have a sensitive heart, and your sensitive heart is going to be sensitive to God and sensitive to man. And I see young men coming to you that have problems and situations, and I see them coming to you and being able to talk to you about their problems and situations. This is not something that's happening right now. It's something that's going to happen. And in the next couple of years, you're going to see some priority orders change in your life. And you're going to see maturity begin to come to you, as you're going to begin to become more and more confident, not just in who you are, but who Christ is inside of you, says the Lord. I see you standing and standing tall. I see you knowing the difference between right and wrong. I see you being pulled in two different directions, but I see you speaking up and standing up. And I see you saying this is right and this is not. And I see you doing that even within a crowd of, and in a place with some young people. And I see a boldness coming on you and almost a holy stubbornness that says, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to stand my ground and I'm going to stay in place. And that is going to give you a strength and a confidence in how God can keep you even in some sticky situations. And I see you around some people and I see you vying for some position. And God is going to have his favor on you, even to get some help, even in the way from the government in time coming up, that even the government is going to support you for something and help you with something, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see God trying to work something out in you. He's trying to work you through something. That there's been some things that have been heavy on your heart and heavy on your mind. That there's been some problems that you've had, even relationally, even from your childhood. Even some abusive things that were said and done that even caused a syndrome of abuse in your life. And that you found your life, even for a time, broken down. And there were some generational breakdowns in your life and relational breakdowns in your life. And now you're trying to make good choices and better choices. But there's been always that battle and always that struggle and always that tug of war that's going on in your heart. And the Lord says it's going to be easier to stand in this next season. The Lord says even tonight there was a restlessness in your heart and a desire almost to run. The Lord says don't run away but run to me and know that I am your strength and I am your shelter and I'm the one that will keep you from the storm. That I'll look over you and that in my shadow you'll find the peace that you're looking for. Now don't run back and don't look back and don't go to the old but go to the new. For the Lord says, I've already done that new process in you, but it's a matter of walking it out and staying it out. There's sometimes you've been resistive to help and God has sent people in your direction, but there's been something inside of you that kind of pushed them away. There's been something inside of you that was angry and that wanted to kind of push them out of the way. But the Lord is wanting you to open up your heart and receive the help that he's sending, says the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 A very gentle heart, a mama's heart, something that's going to allow you, and I see your heart in the hand of the Lord, and I see him with a meat tenderizer, and he's tenderizing your heart, and he's going to make you begin to have some feelings of empathy for people, and people even who have been misunderstood. People that have had labels put on them and words put on them and people that have been ignored and people that that seem like they've been left by and left out by society. And they're the very ones that you're going to have a heart for and you're going to want to nurture. And that there's going to be a season when you're going to have that mothering spirit in you that's going to allow you even to begin to pick up some people your own age and even to help them through difficult times. The Lord says there's been some misunderstandings and some wrong labels that were put in place, but tonight those words are done and those misunderstandings are gone. For I understood you even from the beginning, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister, prayer and intercession and your life will be a good example to many others. And I see you working with them, talking to them, counseling them in strength, but also in great love and in great compassion. Not judging them, but standing with them. And I see you having great wisdom and great patience to wait on them through their situation and circumstance. And I see this building them up and encouraging them as part of who you are. But a lot of things are going to happen in the secret of your heart. And you're going to touch some other nations. And you're even going to have a heart for the nation of Israel and pray for God's people. And there's going to be something that begins to cry out in your heart even now for some emergency situations that are happening in the body, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a more spiritual side to you than the side that you've seen. You don't look at yourself or see yourself as particularly a spiritual person, that you've always been kind of practical and put some things in place. But God wants you to know that there's a very spiritual side to you, and that He's doing something even in you now, that He's not done yet. There's still more to happen, and He wants to work on some things. And the enemy's tried to rob you of your energy and your strength. And the Lord says, if you'll push through here a little bit, I'm going to re-energize you, and I'm going to give you back some of that vigor that it took to break that barrier. And the Lord says, now, if you'll just energize that and you'll step into that, you're going to receive that, because this is an hour now to break through the barrier, because it's the enemy that's been trying to rob you even of your strength and even of your energy. Now press through just a little bit, says the Lord, and take my hand, for I'll take you to the other side, because there's still some more yet to do. Don't quit now, because this is an important time, even now, says the Lord, for I wouldn't want you to speak to even some forgetful hearers. And there are some people that heard a long time ago, and you're going to have influence with them. And the gentleness that's in your heart is going to bring a great witness to many, says the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I see sounds coming your way, and I see these sounds being important. I see a lot of energy in your life, and I see God channeling that energy in the right direction. I see a coat that's on your back, and then another coat and another coat, and I see a generational blessing and favor that's coming onto your life, and I see these mantles begin to be piled up, and I see they're kind of one-sided, and they're one on one arm, but not yet on the other, and now I see the Lord beginning to put it back on the other arm, and even music is going to be important, and even sounds are going to be important. And even other lands. And I see that there's going to be a little something in your eyes, and business is going to be important. There's going to be something that's going to spark you and energize you toward business, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. God is faithful. He's a giving God. The little lady next to the lady in the blue, the Lord said He hasn't forgotten you. The Lord says that there's been some moments that you thought, Lord, I thought this, I felt that, I heard that, but have you forgotten where I'm at? Have you forgotten what I'm doing? Have you? And the Lord says, not at all, and never have I, and never will I. The Lord says, I love you with an everlasting love, and I'm going to put some things in place in your life. The Lord says, I see you different than you see you. The Lord says, I see something different. He said, I see a finished work in you. He said, I see the plan and the purpose that I have for you, and it's a good one, and it's going to give you hope. And the Lord says, poverty will not be an issue. The Lord says that finances will not be a major problem. The Lord says, I'm going to deliver you from all kinds of things, and that your life is going to be much more pleasant than you think now. The enemy tries to isolate you occasionally and separate you and make you think that you're forgotten or left alone. But the Lord says, I've never, and know that my hand of favor and my hand of love is upon you, and know that my eyes are shining on you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. He is wonderful. I want to thank Pastor for having me here tonight, and I'm going to be around to pray for some people as well for a little while, but I know we've been here a while, and I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor. And it's been really a pleasure and an honor to be here with you. And you know, sometimes my delivery can be a little loud. Let's settle on maybe that's being a Yank, or maybe an Italian Yank, or something like that. But don't let that stop you from embracing the Lord. You know, don't let my delivery shock you into anything else, but that I want you to know that God loves you, that He really wants to do some good things. He wants to do some good stuff in the valley, that He wants to use you, and that you're important to Him. Father, bless my brothers and sisters. Just let your blessing, just rest upon them. Let your favor and let your love rest on them. Let the joy of the Lord bounce off the walls of their home. Let their families, oh God, let their families come to the knowledge of your love and your acceptance. Bless them physically, spiritually, emotionally, and financially. In Jesus' glorious name, amen.